اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us again. Thank you so much, respected brothers, Brother Ali Nasser. Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Salam, alhamdulillah.
Fine, inshallah. That's great. How about Hussein Ruhullah? Salam.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Fawad Haider, salam alaikum. Are you good?
Yes, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح ويطوي
عثرة المجروح. So respected brothers and sisters, thanks for joining us again and listening to us. Inshallah, in this session we are going to continue learning about the Nuni Sakina and Tanween rules. One very important point is here that I have to tell you. Please go to page 578 of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Qiyam. Okay? There is a special rule for page 578, Ayah 27. Ayah 27. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ. Do you see it? Okay.
Yes.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل من راق. There is a Nun Sakin, right? And after Nun Sakin we have Ra, the letter Ra. What rule should we apply?
Marraq we should.
Idgham, yes? While you listen to the reciters, they recite this way. وقيل من راق. No idgham.
Izhar.
Why?
No idhar.
Why they stop here?
They stop here. If you take a look, there is written a baby scene is
yes,
on the top.
Yes.
So what does it mean? No.
Laq.
No. Scene is the sign of sakt. Have you heard in Persian they say sakte? Sakte maghzi?
Yes.
Okay. Sakt. It means like kind of heart attack, okay? So here, this sign tells you that you have to kind of break your breath, okay? And just make a pause, okay? Without taking another breath. With the same breath, okay? وَقِيلَ مَنْ. No other breath, the same breath. Just make a pause here. Do not read it. Do not connect them. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ. Just a small pause, then continue. Okay? This way, if you recite, the meaning that which is meant by this ayah will be clear. But if you connect them, if you merge the Nun Sakin with Ra, the meaning changes. So the rule idgham is not applied here. This is an exceptional case here, okay? How do you recite? وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ. Okay. وقيل من راق. Can you recite?
Yes.
حسين روح الله.
وقيل من راق.
أحسن. علي ناصر.
Yes. وقيل من راق.
أحسن. Without taking another breath. فوات. Yeah. Recite.
وقيل من راق.
أحسن. وقيل من راق. أحسن. Okay. Well, ظن أنه الفراق and the rest of the ayahs. So this is an exceptional case. We have this scene sign again in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Okay, ayah 14. If you take a look at Surah Al-Mutaffifin, page 588. Kalla bal. Ayah 14, Surah Al-Mutaffifin. We have this scene, but it's not the exceptional case about idgham. Okay, it is just the scene sign. The scene sign. كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. Have you seen that ayah? Ayah 14. Take a look, ayah 14. كلا بل ران على قلوبهم. Ali Nasir, have you found it?
Yes.
Okay, recite it. Make a pause without taking another breath, okay?
كلا بل ران على قلوبهم.
أحسن ما شاء الله. If you take another breath, it means you stopped here. It means you just stopped here and you started again. So again, it does not convey or give the meaning, okay? Which is meant by. So Tajweed rule says that you have to make a pause without taking another breath. With the same breath, you have to continue. Okay, Hussain Ruhullah.
كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ.
Yeah, make a pause. A little longer. Two beats, kind of.
كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ.
When the reciters, okay, sometimes, Shahad, I think, one of his reciting is, I've listened to it a lot, okay? He recites the surah, okay? And he makes a pause without taking another breath, okay? And people, okay, who are listening, the audience, okay, they applaud, mashallah, Allah, Allah, then he continues. They become kind of confused. Why did he do this? They thought that he finished the ayah. And they said, Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Allah, Allah, okay, mashallah. But at the middle, while they were saying this, okay, he continued. I forgot right now. For example, like this. Kalla bal, Allah, 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 everyone says, رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. He continued, okay? It was another ayah, the same as this, okay? So sometimes we kind of misunderstand that he finished the ayah, but no, he has not finished, okay? It's just a small pause without taking another breath. Fawad, recite this. كَلَّا بَلْ
كَلَّا بَلْ
رَانَ أَحْسَن
رَانَ.
Great. Read it again, read it again.
كَلَّا بَلْ ران على قلوبهم.
ما شاء الله. أحسن أحسن. Okay. So alhamdulillah, that was all about idgham, ikhfa, ilhar, iqlab. Like we just took a very big step, okay? And alhamdulillah, we finished a very important point regarding nun sakin or tanween.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق. اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
And one more thing, when تنوين, we studied this one in level 2. Just review this. Whenever تنوين approaches حمزة الوصل. Okay, Hamzatul Wasl. For example, the word Yawma Idin Al Mustaqar. Yawma Idin Tanween Al Mustaqar. A Hamza of the word Al Mustaqar is Hamzatul Wasl. So whenever you connect two words, this Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. So Yawma Idin, here the Tanween will be given a noon with Kasra, will be changed to a noon with Kasra. Okay? يَوْمَئِذٍ in sound will have that kasra and nun. يَوْمَئِذِ nun with kasra. يَوْمَئِذِ plus nun kasra. مَكْسُر نُن. يَوْمَئِذِ ni. Connected with lam. يَوْمَئِذِ nil mustaqar.
Yes.
يَوْمَئِذِ nil mustaqar. يَوْمَئِذِ nil mustaqar. Nun is talking as well sometimes like this. مَن الَّذِي. How do you say this? مَن الَّذِي. Okay. مَن الَّذِي. مَن الَّذِي. In some of the du'as we have a lot. Okay, this one. So, just remember this kasra. I mean tanween, whenever approaches Hamzatul Wasl, you apply this rule, okay? Change that tanween sound to a nun maksura and join it with that next word and skip Hamzatul Wasl. That we practice this in level 2. So let's recite a salawat that we finished a very important point.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Some words are here, okay? That I will read the words. You have to apply the rule, idgham, ikhfa, whatever it is. You have to guess and apply the rule, okay? Then we'll go to Surah Al-A'la and recite this surah and practice all the rules, okay? Because it is important. I told you, you need to practice a lot and it needs time, okay? So we will practice here as well. But the rest of the exercises you have to do at home, wherever you recite Quran, okay? You have to do it. So, Fawad Haider, min ahli, apply the rule. What rule? Tell us what rule is applied and how you apply it. Min ahli, I told you, there are three steps. Three steps, Fawad. Number one, you find the tanween or nun sakin. Number two, you find the next letter after tanween or nun sakin. Number three, you know things, okay, about what letters we should apply this rule, what letters we should apply the other rule, okay? Then apply the rule. Find the tanween nun sakin, find the next letter, identify the next letter, apply the rule.
Min ahli?
Min ahli.
Izhar?
Izhar. Apply the rule, mashallah. Why? Because?
Because alif is in the last.
Hamza is. After?
What's the difference?
Nun sakin. Okay. What is the difference of hamza and alif? Alif is used to stretch the sound. This sound is alif.
Hamza
sound.
Is an individual.
No. Hamza is, yes, it is a letter. It is a separate letter. And whenever you see a sound, so alif on the top of alif hamza, that is hamza.
Why it is written with alif?
Because it sometimes comes with alif, it sometimes comes with waw. It is just hamza. Okay? It comes anywhere it wants. Sometimes on the top of ya, sometimes beneath alif, sometimes on beneath ya, okay? Sometimes on the top of waw, alif, wherever it wants, sometimes separately, okay? Different forms of hamza is this. Hamza has only one form, but it appears with some other letters, okay? Sometimes. So it is a kind of writing style in Arabic, okay? But before, okay, last in during the history, I've read actually in some of the books, okay, that Hamza used to come alone, okay, without any other letters. But during the history, okay, it has been changed and it has taken different forms as well, okay? Sometimes with Aleph, with Waw, with Mu'minun, for example. The word Mu'minun, it is Mim and Waw. There is no Hamza. But on the top of Waw, there is a Hamza.
Yes.
Mu'minun, okay? It's written as Mu'minun, but pronounced as Mu'minun, okay? Like this, yawma idhin, e, that's ye, yawma idhin, we have to recite, okay? But there is a hamza on the top of ya, yawma idhin. So, Fawad, min ahli, the rule idhar, how do you read it?
Min ahli.
Min ahli, without changes, mashallah. Narun hamiyah, Hussein Ruhullah.
It is idhar.
Idhar, why?
Because ha is also from.
How do you recite this?
Letters. نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ
أحسن. Great. But there is a good thing to say to Ali Nasir that we need to take a break, okay? I'll ask you, inshallah, after taking a break. See you, inshallah. Respected brothers and sisters, stay with us. Inshallah, we'll be back in a minute, okay? Stay with us. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. So we will be back. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن